Hey, Will here. What do you do in the weekend of September 18th? Because I have a very special event to tell you about, and that is the International Curry Festival happening at Vinoy Park, September 18th and 19th. And on the phone with me, I have Dr. Ram, who is the founder of this event. All right, Dr. Ram, welcome to Radio St. P. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you calling in. We had some technical difficulties, but we managed to work that out. So tell me about this International Curry Festival. How long has it been running? And this is like a touring festival, right?
Well, this is actually our fourth year. And we have had plans now to launch it in additional cities in Florida and in New York, Chicago, and Stamford, Connecticut. And we have one on tap for Toronto next year and in Houston as well. So in the next 6 months, we'll have five different festivals under the International Curry Festival banner.
Wow, that's great. What kind of gave you the idea to start something like this?
It's actually a funny story. I was actually in Toronto on a family reunion. And I have a pretty international family from people from different parts of the world. And we actually had an outing that got canceled. And one of the things that everyone was boasting about is who cooks the best. So my wife and I decided to say, hey, let's put that to the test and let's cook some chicken curry. And, you know, like I said, we have people from all over the country, all over the world that decided to participate. And what we quickly figured out after having that the competition, friendly family competition, is that no two curries are exactly the same. And each individual has their own flavor and taste. And it quickly led to this idea when we came back home to St. Pete that, you know, this will be an excellent opportunity to share, you know, our passion for food and for charity. And we developed the International Curry Festival into a full-fledged two-day festival where we have a Friday and Saturday night where we showcase chefs from different parts of the world and local chefs that all can put on their own special flair and twist on what they think curry should be. My passion was to dispel all of the things that, you know, curry is, you know, hot and just spicy and it has that real strong, you know, scent in it, that you can have so many different flavors and so many different versions and iterations of those spices that are associated with curry. So that's kind of like how it came about.
Okay, you mentioned helping out some of the charities around here. Are there any particular charities in particular that are benefiting from the proceeds?
Yeah, well, every year what we do is we try to partner with smaller charities or nonprofits, rather, that that could benefit. So we kind of partner with that. This year we have, really three new charity partners, and hopefully they'll become long-term partners like some of the other ones. The first is Ian Beckles Foundation. Ian is, you know, the former Buccaneer, and he has the Ian Beckles Foundation, which he helps children and of with certain things. So his foundation is one of the benefactors this year. The other one is Pasco Kids, Pasco Kids, which is also another, children's charity. And the other one that we have is Golfers versus Brain Cancer, which is a returning, charity partner that helps children cancer. And that's near and dear to us, you know, my wife being a physician and serving on that board. So we have a real passion for that. And the remaining proceeds that we split goes to my foundation for Georgetown Wesleyan University Scholarship Foundation, which pays for pastors and, you know, lay individuals who want to, you know, work in ministry and things like that.
That's great.
So that's what we use with the proceeds.
Absolutely. So what can guests expect when they're coming into the festival, besides all this delicious curry that's flying all about? What else other kind of entertainment is available at the festival?
Well, you know, it's that's a great question, and thanks for asking. What we try to do every year is to try to add something new and exciting, because, you know, there's so many different festivals to choose from, and curry is extremely unique in terms of food because of the varieties. And this year we have 20 different countries that's going to be represented, that's going to be cooking their versions of curry. So, you know, from German curry to Korean curry to the Mexican version of curry. So that's exciting. But what we do is we have a cooking competition. In the past, we had amateur and students. This year, we just have an open competition. So that's a little different. We've added what we call the Curry Pavilion, which is sponsored by Cooking with a Doctor. They're introducing their new spice line, so they've become a major sponsor for us. In addition to that, we have the signature chefs, which usually do their cooking demonstrations and curry pairings on Friday night. But we're also going to have that on Saturday, where we have two tents that are dedicated specifically for individuals that will be able to see, you know, famous chefs, you know, that are going to be able to, you know, show their demonstration. From, you know, all the way from, you know, some fusion coconut curry to what my favorite is an Italian version of lamb chops with curry. So, you know, those chefs will do a demonstration. They will do a pairing with beer and wine so people can taste those things. And they'll be able to taste the food, which obviously is one of the most important things with it. So I think those are some of the things. And this year we added a pepper eating contest. And that's going to range from, you know, the simple bird peppers all the way to the famous Indian Ghost and Trinidadian scorpion peppers. And then we actually we did find a sponsor for that. So all those individuals who think they can handle spicy could come out, try their hand at eating these peppers, and there's a cash prize of $300 this year. So we're pretty excited to see that take place.
That's really awesome. I hope you have ambulances standing by, because someone is going to need one, I'm sure, after that. So tell me about is there any sort of like bands or music or art or anything involved?
Yeah, we have lots of, you know, we have some, we do have our headliner this year is Kevin Little. You know, he's, you know, a top 10 artist. We have our local favorite. We have a reggae band, Eruption, this year. And what I've done, I've brought in an EDM type style DJ all the way from Japan. That's going to be coming in. That's going to be keeping the park jumping all day long. He's quite well renowned in that music scene. So we're gonna have, you know, from a live band, we'll have some dancing, we'll have singing, we'll have all the breakdown. But the real impact music program starts at 6:30 onwards to about 9:30, where the headliners and things like that. But there will be music and dancing and all that throughout the day.
Very good. So this is September 18th and 19th, and it's taking place at Vinoy Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, Vinoy Park. Yeah, September 19th is an all day event from 12 to 9:30. The doors open. Well, the cooking with a doctor tent and the pavilion and things like that, where people can get their tickets. This is a unique component where they can actually taste five different styles of curry that are being prepared by professional chefs that they can buy and taste those things. So that way, if they want the professional chefs, if they want to do tastings, we have over 40 different food booths already signed out to come from, you know, very local restaurants. We have restaurants coming as far as Atlanta that's participating in this event. So when we And in previous years, we've had, you know, people come as far as from Seattle. So we're starting to reach outside of just the state of Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Is there a place online where people can purchase tickets?
Yeah, they can purchase. They can go to internationalcurryfestival.com and click on the ticket tab, and they're able to take different levels of tickets. Like I said, we've got the general admission. We've got what you call a super pack, which you can get one tasting from the professional chef if you didn't want to try all of their five curries. And then we've got the pavilion, which is which will give you five tastings. You'll get your beer and wine pairings, and that'll give you access to the cooking competition as well as the cooking demonstrations.
Well, that's very good. And that sounds great.
If you buy them early, you get a good discount now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Ram, thank you for calling in. I'm really looking forward. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to meeting you and eating some curry and jamming out to some music and all that stuff.
Well, fantastic. Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share this message with people.
You got it.
Have
thanks.
A good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Dr. Ram, good man. Check out internationalcurryfestival.com/Tampa Bay for tickets.